I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. A measure to repeal Oregon's sanctuary law has received enough signatures that it will be put on the fall ballot for a vote. Currently, Oregon's sanctuary status says that if a person's only crime is being in the country illegally, state and local resources, including police officers, cannot be used to enforce federal immigration law. The law has been in effect for 30 years, making it the longest-standing legislation of its kind in the country. Community and faith leaders have expressed concern over the measure to repeal, saying it will increase hostility towards immigrants and would be an overall defeat to the immigrant community and their allies. President Trump has denied reports that he knew in advance about the meeting at Trump Tower between his son, a Russian lawyer, and other campaign aides. It was reported that Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, had claimed the president knew about the meeting ahead of time, and Cohen was willing to speak with special counsel Robert Mueller about it. According to a source close to the Russia investigation, Cohen was not at the meeting himself and does not have any recordings of the meeting, nor has he offered any evidence to support his claim. Today, North Korea returned what are believed to be the remains of U.S. servicemen killed during the Korean War. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un made a promise to return the remains back in June when he and President Trump met. The United Nations command said that 55 cases of remains were brought back to a U.S. base near South Korea's capital of Seoul. Around 7,700 U.S. soldiers are listed as missing from the Korean War, and 5,300 remains are thought to still be in the country. Millions of people, including 36,000 American forces, were killed in the Korean War. Human rights advocates and clergy in the Philippines are protesting against Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte's continuing war on drugs, with some calling for him to step down. During a mass, the bishop delivering the homily spoke against Duterte's policies, saying that around 23,000 people have been killed because of his drug war. Human rights groups have condemned the drug campaign, saying the last 2 years in the Philippines have been the worst years for human rights in the country since martial law was declared in September 1972. Later that same day, Duterte gave his State of the Union address and warned that his war on drugs would become even, quote, more chilling in the upcoming days. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.